Parshas Emor, Beis Tfila, Tovshin Ein Hei. Vayomer Hashem El Moshe, the very beginning of the parsha, Emor El Akoyhanim, Bnei Aaron. Speak to them, tell them, Vo'amarta Aleihem, and tell them, the Nefesh Lo Yitame Ba'amov, keep your Dinei Kuhuna. A very blatant question. There's a repetition in the Pasuk. Emor el kohanim, v'amarta aleihem. Sounds repetition. To say. Says Rashi, the first Rashi in the parasha. Emor v'amarta. Lehazir gdoilim alaktani. There's a double dibur. A dibur to the grown-ups. Not only are they responsible for themselves, they should keep the dinei kuhuna, a kohen cannot enter a beis hakvarais, but as well, they're responsible for the ktani, for the young kohanim. They also, the gdoili must be responsible for them and prevent the young kohanim from also defiling themselves and going to a beis hatumah v'chulei. The question is, where is this signified in the pasuk? How do you see ktanim? Emor, amarta? Where do you see ktanim in the pasuk? We hear the question, we hear the answer, we don't get the connection. How does this fit, screw into the pasuk? Says a Moshe Feinstein in the Drash Moshe, if you want to be mechanach a child, it's not enough to tell him the black and the white. This is mutter, this is asr, this is permitted, this is forbidden. It's not enough, because he won't listen to you. Behind your back, he just won't do it. Why should he? It's only if you can impart with him the message. It's a privilege. This issa, this difficulty is a privilege. It's great. Then it will enter, it will penetrate him and be with him. Ramosha many times says the same idea. People would come to America. There was a tremendous Shabbos trial. People really, it was a tremendous nisoyon to keep Shabbos. In the days of the Great Depression, people were very poor. People were desperate to get a job. And you get a job, and what about Friday? Friday afternoon, you tell your employer, I have to leave. That's it. Forget it. There's Friday, there's Saturday. There's a tremendous nisoyon. Many Jews did not stand to the nisoyon, and they were working on Shabbos. But even the ones who did, sometimes their children went off the derech. Why? Says a Moshe. Because the father would come home and say, Shver to Zayna Yid, I lost my job again. Oy, Nebuch to me. I have such a difficult life. So, even though the child may, he could interpret this as being, wow, my father, he's Moshe Nefesh, to keep the mitzvah. But Lemaisa, the child sees, well, it's so difficult. Why should I bother? Ma'aliv al-atzara zois. Why should I take on Shabbos if it's so difficult to be a Jew? But if the father comes home and says, you know, Rabbeinu, I lost my job for Shabbos. Great. What a schus. As it's brought down, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Hilchos Tefillah, that I can't remember who it was, maybe it was the Maram, was approached. He was on the way to Daven B'tzibur, and he was offered a business deal. And he said, I'm sorry, I have to daven. And the merchant said, you know, it's now or never. Sorry, I have to daven. And he went to daven, and what happened when he came out of davening? What happened? Huh? He lost the deal. And he was in tremendous simcha. So I was zoicha to lose money for tefillah v'tzibur. He had a tremendous simcha. So if that's the message, if that's how you live, it's a schus. To keep Shabbos is a schus. Not to eat basar v'chalav is a schus. Not to eat pork is a schus. If that's the way you live, that will penetrate into the children, and that's what they will keep, they'll look up to. Therefore, emor v'amarta, says Rav Moshe, there has to be two instructions. Emor. First of all, the black and the white. You have to know what is permitted, what is forbidden. That's But the second dibur has to be, it's chaviv, it's a schus. That's the second dibur. If you have those two diburim, two amiras, then it'll be, then you can influence the ktanim. They'll be proud of the heritage, they'll take it on. But if it's just the black and the white, this is asr, this is mutar, it will not be passed on, because why should they? If it's a shver to zayin yid, if that's your approach, then it's good for you, but it may not be passed to your children. Okay, also shows chavivus. Right, right. He's proud of it. Very good. A few years ago, I used to teach in Eish HaTorah, and one day, the office invited to speak in the Beis HaMedrash a cripple, a handicapped cripple. A youth, a young boy, teenager, was very handicapped and very crippled, and he stood up to his chest and was able to get by and look after himself. So they invited him to speak in the Beis HaMedrash. I personally didn't think that was very appropriate. Rosh Hashiva, you know, speaks in the Beis HaMedrash. A youth. Very impressive, you know, you can invite him in the lunchroom, there are other lecture halls. That's a side point. Anyway, he spoke about his difficulties and his trials, very, very, very inspiring. But he ended off by saying that he doesn't understand why he can't do avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. He wants when the Beis HaMikdash is to be built, he wants it to be do avodah. And he doesn't understand why it should be restricted. He was upset. And that's how he finished off. I thought to myself, you know, Rabbi, you know, the Torah says differently, you know, you can't publicly complain. That was the end of the story many years ago. This year, I got an insight. If we look together at, we have Chumashim, the Chumashim are in front of us, we pass them around. In Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin. This is the parasha of Baalei Mum. People with blemishes. These Kohanim with blemishes cannot do the Avodah. Says the Pasuk. Dabel Aaron Neymar. Ish mizarachol adoyrosom, asheye boy mum, lo yikrav lakriv lechem elokov. A kohen who has a blemish cannot do that avoda. Get it? Clear? Let's go to the next pasuk. Kol ish asheye boy mum, lo yikrav. Shalom aleichem, good Shabbos. Where have you been? Pasuk to pasuk. First pasuk says. And the very next pasuk says again, he called Isha Sheboy Mum Lo Yikrav. Repetition from pasuk to pasuk. Well, let's look in Rashi. And Rashi picks up on this point. And says Rashi in pasuk Yudches on the second time, he called Isha Sheboy Mum Lo Yikrav. Einoy din she yikrav. Gro hakruveu no lepechosecho. Meaning, Rashi is telling us, the Torah is giving an explanation. Why? Why is the Baal Mum cannot do avoda? Because it's einoy roi, it's not fitting. Because hakruveu no lepechosecho. This is the pasuk in Malachi, where the Navi is talking about how Am Yisrael are bringing to, as korbanos, all sorts of animals with blemishes, lame, and bali mum, ill, sick, and says the pasuk, "Hakriveu nola pechosecho." Pechosecho means a minister, a sar, And says the pasuk, would you give this to as a present to your prime minister? Would you give that hayirtzecha? Would that cause him to find favor in his eyes? Would you give him some presents because of you give him a lame animal who's ill and sick and needs a vet? Would that cause a positive effect? And yet Am Yisrael were giving these korbanos to Hashem. Therefore, is Rashi is telling us why? Why indeed a Baal Mum cannot do Avoda? Because it's not roy for a blemished person to do Avoda. Ask Moshe Feinstein, why is it that over here the Torah seems fit to give an explanation? The Torah has to explain why is he possible. We have 613 mitzvahs and loitases in the Torah. Did the Torah explain why you cannot eat pork? Did the Torah say why you can't have chalev or dam or basar v'cholov? Did the Torah say why you can't marry your sister? There's many things. Kilaim. That the Torah tells you what you must do, what you can't do. The Torah doesn't give you explanations. Why is it over here, by the Baal Mum, the Torah is giving an explanation? The Torah is writing an extra pasuk to explain that it's ain roi, pasnished. It's not fitting for a Baal Mum to do avodah. Why is it only over here does the Torah seem necessary to explain, to apologize, so to speak? Says Rav Moshe that really the Baal Mum is fitting to do Avodah. Why? Because the pasuk tells us El Zeh Abit El Oni Unuchei Ruach. Who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu look up to? People who are humble. There's dake v'shvar ruach eshkoin. People who have tzoras, they're naturally humble. Hashem is close to their heart. Adarabba, a person who's a cripple, he's a Baal Mum, he sticks out. He has this huge eye that sticks out more than his other eye. He walks in the street, people are looking at him, are staring at him. He's a humble person. Adarabba, he's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's a Baal Yisurin. He's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adarabba, he should be doing Avodah. Not a Kohen, tall, strong, young, that he's Baal Gaiva. Adarabba, a person in a wheelchair, a person who has a difficult life. He's an Onov. He has a Leiv Nishbar. He should be doing Avodah. And they're upset, they don't understand why. Says the Torah, you know, you're right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. But you should know, Einu Bedin, Hakivei Nola Pechasecha. It's true that you're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. But, this way people look at it. Hakivei Nola Pechasecha. Be'einei Bnei Adam, it doesn't look appropriate. In Buckingham Palace, when they have these guards, which are there for the tourists only, they don't put, as far as I know, a Down syndrome guard. It'd be very nice to have a Down syndrome guard, mamash. It's wonderful for the Down syndrome or someone in a wheelchair or people with amputated legs. They're wonderful people, but they're not there in Buckingham Palace. Why? Because Kvod HaMalchus is to have strong guards, kivyochol, as if he's doing something. You have to make him smile. You have to play tough. Okay? Because Be'einei Bnei Adam, that's appropriate. And then, therefore, Akirbein Ola Pechosecha. It's not roy for a cripple, for a handicapped person, for a blemished person to be the Meshorasti Hashem. But really, Hashem, he is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, says Rav Moshe two things. We learn from here two things. We learn from here, if someone is upset, if someone is at pain, he doesn't understand, you have to try and explain to him. And the Torah here is what the reason why the Torah is explaining, in this case, more than any other places in the Torah? Because there's people at pain. The Bali Mum are at pain. They don't understand. By Bosa V'Cholov, it's Xeras HaKosov. You can't have Bosa V'Cholov. You can't marry a sister. It's Xeras HaKosov. Whether you understand it or you don't understand it, you've got to follow the law. But here they're at pain. They're offended. Like this guy in Eishat Torah. This cripple came, he was upset. Why can I not do avodah in the Beit HaMikdash? He was offended. And we see the Torah is sensitive to that point. And therefore the Torah said an extra pasuk, Einu Bedin. Number two, we learn that you have to take Das Bnei Odom into account. And therefore, the end of the day is, the bottom line is, that because of people, Hakriveinu lepechosecha, it's not appropriate to the pechosecha. The same way, Akash Baruch Hu also takes that into account. People's perspectives are important, which is very appropriate for Chilul Hashem. In this week's parasha, we learn about Chilul Hashem. The criteria for Chilul Hashem is the way people perceive you. Rabbi Anke Galinsky says over that he was once on a bus and something very bad happened. A kid, a frum kid, got on the back door without paying. And the bus driver shouted out, "Tiru echa rabbanim mitnagim. Look how the rabbis are behaving." So Rabbi Anke told him, "You know, I'm going to send all the yeshiva brachim to your bus." He said, "Why?" "Because they learned so many years to become a rabbi. By you, just get on the bus and become a rabbi instantly." But the point is that in his perspective, that boch is a rabbi. And therefore, it's a chil Hashem. And the way he looks at the yeshiva boch is the way a chiloni looks at a frum person, and the way a goy looks at a Jew. From their perspective, they expect a higher standard. And if we mess up, it's a chil Hashem. Even though you're not really a rabbi, even a stammer guy, and everyone does this, but they perceive us as they expect a higher standard. If everyone else cuts the line, but if we do it, it's a chil Hashem. Because they look at us as a higher standard. As a child, I grew up in London. We knew all the time that when you're in the street, you have to behave differently. Chil Hashem. We're very sensitive to it. When you go on the bus, you've got to speak quietly. You've got to be more refined. Because they're looking at us. They see a Jew, they expect more. Chil Hashem. Once as a child, my mother took me to a tennis court. It was like a instruction lesson, and a goy came up to me, a kid, and said, "Why are you dressed up like the Pope?" Someone with a kippah. She asked him, why did I imitate the Pope? Okay, that was a side point. This parasha Emor has all the moyadim, Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkos and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I remember Rav Pinkus. He would speak in our yeshiva. He was a shul meshiv in yeshiva Sofakim, and he would speak before every moyadim. He would ask a question. He said, "You know what? Let's say you'll be Erev Rosh Hashanah." He'd say, "I'm going to tell you right now that Rosh Hashanah is the pinnacle of the year. What you can get in Rosh Hashanah, it's the soid for the kol the whole year." Then when I speak on Erev Yom Kippur, I say, "Yom Kippur is the spitz of the whole year. It's the soid. What you don't get in Yom Kippur, you can lose it." Then you speak to Erev Sukkos, say, "Sukkos is the spitz of the whole year round. It's the soid kol the whole year." Then you speak Erev Sim, Erev Shana Rabbah. Again, Shana Rabbah, without Shana Rabbah, it's the base of the whole year. And then Simchas Torah, and then Hanukkah, and then Purim, and then Pesach. And you'd ask, how could it be Every time I say the same thing, this is the spitz of the whole year round, the Habib. The answer is, it's not a stira. But they're all true. A person has many vital organs. And I could speak about the heart and say the heart is so important. Without the heart, the person can't live. And then, next day I can speak about the lungs. And I'll say the same thing. The lungs are so important. Without the lungs, the person can't survive. Then I can go to the liver. But it's not a stira because they're all necessary. Therefore, every mayad has its or, a unique or that does give us. It is the yesod for kol haTorah kula. It's not a stira. In this week's parasha, we learn about shvus, about sfirah sa'ima and shvus. And we find about shvus a special word. Ukarasim be'etzem hayoim hazeh. Mikra kodesh yelochem. Sorry? Which pasuk? This is in Perek Chof Gimel, pasuk Chof Aleph. By Shavuos it says, Ukarasim be'etzem hayoim hazeh. This word you won't find by the other Yom in Tov. Be'etzem hayoim hazeh. Says the Brisker Rav in the Rambam, in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rambam tells us what happens. No, the Rosh Chodesh is defined by when the Edim come to testify. If Edim come and say they saw the moon, we will make a Chodesh, a shorter Rosh Chodesh, 29 days. What happens if Edim don't show up? No, Edim came. So what do we do? So after day 30, we'll make a Rosh Chodesh. Now what happens if 10 days later, Edim come up and say, you know, we actually saw the moon on day 29. So we try to interrogate them. We cross-examine them. We try to mess them up. But if we're unsuccessful, if they stood in the Eidus, then even though Beis Din have already made the Rosh Chodesh after day 30, on day 31, we'll have to recalculate. This is Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Gimel. In Halacha Tezvav and Tezayin. But the Rambam it's Mashma. What's the maximum? Only up to day 30. Up to day 30 of the new month, we can retroactively cancel the Rosh Chodesh we made. Therefore, says the Brisker Rav, by every Yom Tov, it's never 100%. Because it could be the Eidim didn't come, Beis Din made, extended the old month, and now you kept Pesach, and on day, at the end of Rosh Chodesh, the end of Chodesh Nisan, on day 29, come Eidim and say, you know, we saw the moon and day Choftes of Chodesh Adar, and you all guys, you're a day off. You're a day too late. We'll interrogate the Eidim, we'll try and mess them up. But if they stand in their testimony, Embrera, we have to retroactively recalculate Nisan, which means that we didn't eat matzah, we messed up the Seder. We were a day too late. We should have been a day earlier. We are eating chometz and Kana and Yom Kippur and Sukkos. We were all very, very excited hearing. We just learned it's the spitz of the year. Rosh Hashanah is the spitz and Yom Kippur and all of a sudden after Sukkos on day 28 came Eid and said, we saw the moon in Elul, the end of just after 29 days of Elul, we saw the moon, and you all the day you're off. Your Rosh Hashanah was off. It was not so bad because we keep 2 days anyway. But Yom Kippur, in fact, what you did a day late. And Sukkos was a day late. That's true. Potentially, that's true for every Yom Tov. But one exception. What's the exception? It's impossible for it to be moved. It's absolute. What is that? It's a Yom Tov without a date. Which Yom Tov is that?
Shavuos.
Why Shavuos? Right. Because Shavuos doesn't have a date in the Torah. It's 50 days after Pesach. And therefore, since, by definition, when Shavuos comes by, Pesach has been fixed, because we saw in the Rambam, the maximum we accept Edim will be within the same month. Once you've passed the month, you can't rechange the previous month we're out of. So Edim will come in during Sivan to testify that that Nisan was miscalculated, we won't accept those Edim. So therefore, says Briskarov, that's why Shavuos is Be'etzem HaYoim HaZeh. Only Shavuos is Be'etzem. Because all other Yom Tovim is never 100% sure. There's always, theoretically, there's always a chance you're off, miscalculated. So what's the message? These are the Briskarov says. What's the message for us? Huh? The Torah is the only thing that's absolute. Torah is absolute. And that's why it's be'etzem, it cannot be changed. Mitzvahs, maybe they'll be changed. Maybe a novik will cancel them. But the Torah is absolute. So this week's parasha, we learn about the Sfiras HaOmer. Why is it that we count the Sfiras HaOmer, the count from Shavuos starts from Pesach? Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. Why is it we start from Pesach counting the Shavuos? We could have counted after Pesach, we'll count 42 days instead of 49. Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. Says the Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Vav. He doesn't ask that question, but he says, because to teach us, the Tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to get the Torah. To be free is not the Tachlis. There are many nations want to be free. The whole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim was Tavdunis Elokim Al Harazeh, was to get to the Torah. And that's why in Pesach itself we already start counting for Shavuos, because that's our tachlis. Why not on the first day? He says, first day is for Emuna, special first day. Yes, we'll give a day for Pesach only. But after that, we're ready. We're setting our sights for the Ikar. That's for Torah. Why is it that we count from Pesach? Since indeed the whole purpose is to count for Shavuos. Why is we counting from Sfiras HaOmer? Counting Sfiras Shtei Alechem. 49. Our first day we should count, it says 49 days to go. 48 days to go. Why should we count 1, 2? You ask a guy, when are you getting married? A chosen. When are you getting married? He said, I'm a week post my engagement. That's what he's going to say. In 2.5 months time, I'm getting married. Next time you meet him, he tells him, in 2 months' time I'm getting married. He's counting towards his wedding. Why would a person count from the Omer? What's the answer? What? An idea like what to build up to for Torah. You start from small to big. That's a nice idea. Like a ladder. And what does the Chinuch say? The Chinuch says, because we have such a yearn to get the Torah, we're waiting so much. It's too painful to say 49. It's too painful. will start day one will say, 49 days to go. Ay, that's too difficult. It's too painful. Therefore, we say, one day. We've done one day. Doesn't sound so bad. And two, and three. That's what the Chinuch says. Avin Toimar. If that's true, so once we pass the middle, day 24 and a half, on day 25, so we should switch back. If Be'em is supposed to count, not like Mordechai's way, not like according to the Chinuch, that really we count it to the Torah, but it's too painful to count, to say 49. But once we pass the halfway mark, so now we should be counting the normal way, which is towards the Torah. So why not?
Huh? So
what?
It wouldn't be Tumimah.
You're counting all the days, just in a different way. It's not like in Tumimah. So the Chinuch, once you start to count, you don't switch in the middle. That's the idea behind it. Besides Tfilas HaOmer, we have the tragedy of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Gemara Yevamah says that Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, they died. Rama Samach Beis. 12,000 zugim talmidim hayu lo Rabbi Akiva. Vekula meitzu beperek echad. So 24,000 all died. Why? Now ask your Rabbi, why did they die? What was the sin that caused their death? Does everyone agree? What made them die? Huh? Since when is a person chayv misa for the inaugural coverage ever there? Chayv misa for that. If you're impolite, you chayv misa. So why did they die? If you tell me they were punished, I would understand. I wouldn't have a question. But they died. Because Leinogu Kovitz ever said, you die for that? No? So therefore, what made them die? Okay. So I want to tell you, it's a machlekes between the Shalom Aleichem, not Shalom Aleichem, between the Lechodoidi, and the Chofetz Chaim. Who's the Lechodoidi? Rav Shlomo Elkabetz. A machlekes between Rav Shlomo Elkabetz and the Chofetz Chaim. Because Abshlomo Elkabetz, in a sefer called Bris HaLevi, quoted by Rav Dessler in Chelek Dalet, page 124, asks a question. They died because Lo Yinagu Kovitz ever there. When did this happen? The whole year round. They were disrespectful to each other. So why is it they all died between Pesach and Shavuos? Since the sin was Leinogu Kovitz Epeze. That was a problem the whole year round. They were disrespectful. Why is it that death, that punishment, was carried out between Pesach and Shavuos? Says the Lechodoidi, because you saw it, when there's a potential that's not used, it creates a kitrug. When there's an opportunity that's ignored, it creates a kitruk on the person. And he says the following: for Talmidim to absorb the Rebbe's Torah, the neshamas have to be connected. Okay, this is Torah Tzfas. We can say high things which I don't I'm just saying what he says, not me. That the neshamas have to interconnect. And the Talmidim, for them to get the Rebbe's Torah, they have to be united. Because every Talmud can only absorb the nitzaitz, which is applicable to his neshama. Therefore, to get the Rebbe's full Torah, the Talmidim united, if they're together, they can all get the Torah. Each one will take one nitzaitz. It's not me, this is the Shlomo Elkabet speaking. And therefore, since two things. Since they were not united, they couldn't absorb Rabbi Akiva's Torah properly. And number two, between Pesach and Shavuos is the time for Kabbalah HaTorah. It's a time to absorb Torah. And therefore, the whole year round, because they weren't united, they couldn't absorb Rabbi Akiva's Torah properly. But since between Pesach and Shavuos is the time where there's a special Siyata Deshmaya to absorb the Rebbe's Torah. And because the inaugural covenant there was there, they couldn't utilize Rabbi Akiva's Torah. There was a kitrug me'ashamayim. That's why they died then. And says Rav Dessler, in his opinion, that's the story of the Holocaust. What's the connection to the Holocaust? It says the following: for the last 150 years, 200 years. Things became easy for the Jews in the exile. till then, the goys despised us. They wanted to kill us. And all of a sudden, they started giving us rights, giving us freedom. We could leave the ghetto. We could trade. Why did Hashem make it easier for us? It was an opportunity to bring the Mashiach. Opportunity. Now we don't have to battle for our life. We can now relax and be focused on our ruchnias. Tremendous opportunity. But what really happened? Am Yisrael used the opportunity to make money and to become like the goyim. It was a misused opportunity, therefore it created a tremendous kitruv that caused the Holocaust. That's what Rav Dessler says. I was once invited to speak in a certain shul, and as I spoke, it was between Pesach and Shavuos. I said over this Rav Dessler. In the middle of when I was speaking, the Barabbai said to me, I mentioned the word Holocaust, he said, shut up. But I couldn't because I was in the middle. And there's an old man over there. This was in a Sephardi shul. So it didn't register me. And after I finished, I said, what did you say? I'm a Holocaust survivor. What did you say? I said, I didn't say anything, just Rav Dessler. He didn't buy into that. He never heard of Rav Dessler. But anyway, this is what Dessler said. The Seid is, according to Rav Dessler, the reason why Talmid Rabbi Akiva died was because they didn't. It was because the Leinogu Kovitz that was there created that they didn't absorb Rabbi Akiva's Torah, and therefore when Pesach Shavuos, it's an opportunity to get it. If you don't take the opportunity, it creates a kitrug. That's how the Lachodoyti learns. But this year, B'siyata Deshmaya, I found the Chofetz Chaim says differently. I found the Chofetz Chaim in Mechtovi Ma'amorim of the Chofetz Chaim in Kol Kisvei Chelek Dalet page Peivov, who is writing, I'm going to finish right now, who is writing a letter about a certain machloikas happening, and he's writing, look at Talmid Rabbi Akiva, why did they die us? Well, because Oinoaz Dvarim, if you upset someone, you say things which are inappropriate, it's Oinoaz Dvarim, but why would you die for that? No Chai Misa, says the Chofetz Chaim, the reason is because they're disrespectful, it created Chil Hashem. People saw, look how from people are behaving. And the Chil Hashem was what made them die. So I have a machlekas between the Lechadoidi. Why did they die? According to Lechadoidi, because they couldn't absorb the Rebbe's Torah. That created the Kitruk. The missed opportunity created the Kitruk, and according to the Chofetz Chaim, the reason was because of the Chil Hashem. The people said, look how they're behaving. She was there to have a good Shabbos, and we should be able to claim all these things, give chavivas to our children. You see, the mitzvah are chaviv by us, to be sensitive to people. If people are upset, a cripple is upset, why can I work in the Beis Hamikdash? Be sensitive to that. And the Torah actually dedicates a pasuk to explain why. and we should be zeichah not to be involved in machlokes and chil Hashem, and to utilize all the opportunities that come our way. In 5 minutes' time, we'll start our next shiur b'ezras Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. Thank you very much. It's the chil Hashem. It's not.
Why is it? No, the question was the season. Why
that? No, he doesn't answer. He doesn't make that point. That question is. He asked, why did I? Oh, no, it's Dvorim. No, it's Dvorim, Chayv Misa. The answer is not, I know it's Dvorim. No, it's Dvorim. Because the Tamid Rabbi Kiva was the Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem was not. That's what I thought.
Okay, so it doesn't make them mutually exclusive then. You could say both answers. Both.
What?
The Chil Hashem, why you raised the level of Misa? Why then? Because of the last Torah.
Okay, why not, if the Chayv Misa, why didn't they die the whole round? It's not, yeah. You have no raya. There's no raya anymore. It's a chayv misa in Chil Hashem. So how do you not cause the loss of Jew? So why didn't that hold you around? What's that?